Probably we're all familiar with this passage, such a vivid description of our relationship with the Father. And it's on that canvas in the back corner of the church there on display, the return of the prodigal son. It's important for us to not miss the first verse of this passage. And what set the scene? What compelled Jesus to tell this story? That tax collectors and sinners were drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were complaining. In one sense, the Pharisees and the scribes believed that once the law was perfectly kept, then the Messiah would come. And the Messiah would have nothing to do with anyone who was not keeping the law perfectly. So in their minds, they couldn't even begin to comprehend that this man Jesus might be the Messiah, because they had constructed a worldview that did not allow for the merciful hand of the Father to be displayed. This is what our first reading, and this is what the responsorial psalm, makes it clear that they should have known that the Father is kind and merciful and slow to anger. They should have known that, but they got so stuck in their way of thinking that they were blind to the truth. So we have to caution ourselves against that. And when we look at these characters, of course, the three main, both the sons and then the father, they were always instructed to say, which son are you, or which character in this story are you? And it's a good exercise, a good prayerful exercise to see where are you in the relationship. And the parents, of course, but all of us can place ourselves also in their role of the father. Who has not received some offense? Who has not had their back turned by someone that we love and we cared about? Who has not had the opportunity to extend mercy to someone? And have we? The Pharisees and the scribes had divided the world between us and not us. And this is the point of what Jesus is saying. This goes back to the very beginning. That when we live in right relationship with Jesus Christ, we are in his house. We are where we're supposed to be. And anytime we choose anything other than him, we are in that faraway land, which the real word would say he went out into nothingness. That great cardinal from Africa, Cardinal Sarah, wrote that book, God or Nothing. And that's really what it comes down to. God or nothing. Every time we commit any sin, we're choosing the nothingness rather than the complete joy of the Father's house. And this is what we really need to get to in this season of Lent, is to carve out everything in our life that is other than God, so that we can fully live in the Father's house, enjoying the fine delicacies, the robe, the ring, the shoes, the fattened calf, the celebration, the joy. We prayed that in the opening prayer, that by God's grace we can taste that reality now on earth as we prepare for that great light in heaven. Anything other than God is the darkness out there. It's the nothingness. Have you allowed any of that to draw you away? Have you stayed with a bitter heart? Have you failed to receive your identity as a beloved child? Do you see yourself as someone who just has to keep the rules? And hopefully one day you will receive something that you can go spend with you and your friends. The older son wasn't even looking to celebrate with his father. He wanted the little calf to go with his friends to celebrate. He didn't see himself as part of the family. This is the division that the evil one brings into our lives and into our family. This season of Lent is a great season of reconciliation. Reconciling ourselves to the Father, returning to his house, but also reconciliation within the family. So pray today for the healing of any division that you might be suffering with in your own families. Pray to have that prodigal heart of the Father to welcome back anyone who desires to return, especially the parents who have older children who may have left the faith, who may have decided to live an alternative lifestyle, who have rejected everything that you taught them to be good, true, and beautiful. Be like the Father with open arms waiting for him to come. Because the Father also went out to the older son. This is the heart of that Father, always going out in search of those who are lost. And in some way, it's each one of us who are lost. And the Father is in search for your heart today. Whether you're close, in proximity, but far in your emotions, whether you're far away and deep in dark sin, or somewhere in between, the Father is reaching out to you today. He just simply says, come home. Let's pray for that grace to return to the home of our Father.